This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, January 18th, 2017. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be the inauguration. We have Alex Jones is on a plane right now on his way to Washington, D.C. We'll be doing a live broadcast tomorrow from Washington, D.C. with the InfoWars crew and Alex Jones. Also, we will be having a marathon broadcast that will be starting early in the morning. And, sorry, this is Wednesday. I said Thursday. They just sent me a note. So today is Wednesday. It slips up on you, doesn't it? He's on his way. Tomorrow he's going to be doing a broadcast from there. We're also going to be having our live coverage that's coming up. Today we're going to have a former Secret Service agent who's going to be joining us to talk about the unusual threats. And, of course, this is not something that's coming from him, not something that's coming from us, not something that's coming from Project Veritas. But it's something that's coming from the chief of the Secret Service who was talking about this, Clancy. And he's saying, we've seen that people are willing to do things that they've never been willing to do before. And we're going to have to guard against that. And so we're going to have a follow-up on the Project Veritas report that we had yesterday. Of course, we have a link up on Drudge Report about the video, the second part of the Project Veritas undercover investigation. We talked to Project Veritas yesterday, James O'Keefe, about that. It was on the cusp of them releasing it. We have an article as well as a video up on Infowars.com. There's a link from the Drudge Report. Also, Alex is going to be joining us later in the show to comment on another article that is up on the Drudge Report, and that is the report that Roger Stone has survived an assassination attempt. General consensus, he said, is that he was poisoned. So we're going to be talking about that. A lot of crazy stuff is happening already. Of course, it is. This is Wednesday, and as I just mentioned, and on Friday is going to be the inauguration. We've already had an anti-Trump protester set himself on fire outside of the D.C. hotel that is being developed by Donald Trump. It was in construction when we were up there last. It's probably close to being opened if it's not open yet. But set himself on fire in front of the hotel. But he's okay. They took him to the hospital with minor burns. He is he's from California. He can't even self-immolate and do it successfully. We're going to also be talking about cabinet hearings. We have Tom Price for Health and Human Services, Pruitt with the EPA, and we interviewed Craig Richardson earlier this week talking about how desperately we need to get somebody like Pruitt, who respects the law, in charge of this lawless agency that sees no bounds in what they think they can do. So that's a very key part of it. Of course, climate change is going to be the narrative that the Democrats come after. And the headline that we see here from The Hill, actually the New Republic, science will be on trial. As if this is like the new Galileo trial. Yeah, we need to talk about science. We need to talk about the fact that science is not determined by consensus, that science is about data, and that we've got some people who tried very hard to hide that data and how the data does not support their theory when we do see it. That's why they were trying to hide it with ClimateGate. Also, Betsy DeVos is going to be grilled on schools. So we're going to have everything from that to Joe Biden in Davos. So we got from DeVos to Davos covered today. We have Joe Biden's speech that he made to the elites at Davos. And, of course, he chose that venue to make his farewell speech. Alex Jones is going to be talking about that when we come back. I think it's very interesting because it was done yesterday. And at the same time, it was the 56th anniversary of President Eisenhower's military-industrial complex speech. How about that? 56 years to the day that they're doing this. And that was... What was Eisenhower warning us about? He was warning us about a military-industrial complex. What have we seen with Barack Obama? We have seen the first time that administration has gone its entire 8 years at war. And not only that, but expanded it from four nations that they were fighting when he took office to seven. The military-industrial complex loves him. The globalists love him. That's where Biden made his farewell speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones and his take on Joe Biden's farewell address.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
We're just about to take off here in Austin and fly into D.C. and Dallas. I'll be on the ground with live reports today with David Knight. David Knight is coming up with the rest of the crew here in just a minute to kick off the broadcast. This is linked up on drudgereport.com. That's the easiest place to find it. In an epic final speech, Joe Biden warns that the progressive democratic world order is at risk of collapse. This is a guy that was just given the Freedom Award by Obama last week. Now, let's talk facts here. Let's talk reality, okay? Everything that they say in this headline is a lie. The democratic world order, the private corporate world government setting up that's anti-free market and that openly wants a monopoly, the EU that has gotten all the member states to enter it, out of 25, all but two didn't get to vote to enter it. The UK never voted to enter it. It was a quote trade deal. They didn't even vote for that. Now they've passed the Brexit 5 months ago. They're told you're not allowed to leave. I predicted they say that because I know who these tyrants are. This is literally like a James Bond movie where you have these multinational combines taking over countries. This is the new colonialism, but the globalists have already taken over the third world. Now they're coming back and colonizing with political control and economic warfare of the first world. Once they've conquered that, once they've gotten rid of the only middle classes existing in their own white papers, their own WikiLeaks, their own flowered and pivoted strategies, it's game over. But all over the world, nation states are rising against globalism, and they admit at Davos right now, the communist Chinese president is speaking, as we speak, with other representatives that they're going to prop up world government. So the communist Chinese that have killed over 100 million of their own people, that's a conservative number, biggest mass murders in history. They killed four times what Hitler did, probably five times what Stalin did. Look it up, over 100 million, 80 plus million under Mao alone. They're going to teach us about a democratic world order here. Let me give you the exact quote of that. In an epic final speech, Joe Biden warns that the progressive democratic world order is at risk of collapse. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just darling? Oh, what a joke. No. What's collapsing is unelected corporate TPP, IMF, World Bank, WTO, all run by a couple hundred people. You look at who runs the CFR, the Royal Commission, the roundtable groups. It's all a couple hundred people. Henry Kissinger's on every one of these boards, over 100 of them. The Rockefellers donated the UN land. They created all 30 of the world government promoting bodies. There's 30 of them, of these NGOs. Last time I checked, over 30. The 30 major ones. I mean, this is crazy. This is how they're taking over, and they're not taking over to build a better world. They don't want free market. They don't want families. They don't want strong men. They don't want independence. They want monopoly. They want full control. And the great news I keep telling you is they've hit the panic button. But we're fighting with logic. It's not a democratic world order when it's unelected and the communist Chinese are the heart of it. Okay? Let me just explain that. When the biggest mass murderers in the world are your hope. That's the headlines in AP, Reuters. Chinese government, the hope of world government. As other nations pull back, the Chinese promise more free trade. That means more economic war against the West, more lowering of wages, more consolidation of power. I want to empower the Chinese people. They're amazing folks. We never should have backed Mao Zedong at 49. We should have backed Chiang Kai-shek, of course. And you see Trump now supporting Taiwan. You see Trump standing against the belligerents. And in just 2 days, hell, just in a matter of days, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to see Donald Trump as the president of the United States. This is such an incredible time to be alive. I am so honored to be here with you. And I cannot stress enough that our ideology is more powerful than theirs 100 times. We're promoting liberty. We're promoting freedom. We're promoting renaissance. We're promoting free will and free association. That's unstoppable. That's why Maxine Waters comes out and says, calling her crooked Hillary is a Russian government trick because Putin tells him what to do. Because, see, they're all command and control. They have people telling them what to say, people telling them what to do. And so they can't imagine there's all these independent people fighting them. They can't imagine that InfoWars. I've had government agents, Mossad, CIA, New York Times, Washington Post, all of them ask me, how are you doing it? Who's backing you? Who's behind you? Where did all this come from? And I'm like, it's ideas. It's 1776. It's one person 20-something years ago seeing a threat to America, trying to build a media operation to counter it, started on Access Television. And there were other people just like me also taking action, like Matt Drudge and WorldNet Daily and countless others. And now Americana is coming back into the world. Our listeners, many of them, a lot older than I am, have been involved in the fight for liberty for decades. And you're the reason we're here today. You built the foundation we all stand on. So I salute you. For everybody from Barry Goldwater to Ron Paul to the folks that wrote Dundare Call a Conspiracy to Cleon Skousen, to everybody, you're the reason we're here and able to fight. The John Birch Society, they've been proven 100% accurate, so chillingly accurate, so dead on, so amazing. I'm not even a member. I'm just saying that group went through demonization, went through hell back when nobody knew this, back when nobody cared, and back when people really believed Walter Cronkite and all the bull. So it's those trailblazers. Listen, in the beginning, as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs something to be a patriot. And I've been through a lot of persecution. I've been attacked. But quite frankly, I'm a later wave in this fight. The waves get bigger. I had it easy, where half the listeners agreed with me 20-some years ago. Imagine 99% attacking you and the big three networks when they had total dominance and almost total trust, saying you're traitors, saying you're evil, saying you're racist when you're not. And so they've used that same playbook for decades, racist, racist, racist. That doesn't work now. So now they've shifted to Russian agent, and no one's buying it. The danger is, in their death throes, they may pull something big to try to really bring us into war or economic collapse. They're already trying to blame Trump for a collapse they say is coming as they push for one as hard as they can, trying to raise interest rates and other things. This is an epic time, but folks, you wanted to fight globalism. You wanted to fight the New World Order. You asked for champions. You're getting them. You are the champions. And don't let the globalists tell you that if you're black or Hispanic or Asian, that you're not welcome in the Tea Party. Other racist white people, damn right there are. Other racist black people, you know there are. Same thing. Doesn't matter. With the GMO, the globalism, the toxic waste, all of it, humanity and every other species is under attack by the toxicity, by the GMO. We have to come together against the technocracy to defeat it. It's the big threat against all of us. Glyphosate's given all of our women breast cancer, isn't it? Glyphosate. Fluoride's hurting all our children, isn't it? So let's get smart, not let them play us off against each other, and let's unify around free market and around open, sovereign nation that stands for individual liberty and say no to collectivism, no to free speech killing political correctness, and restore true classical liberalism, which these neo-fascist globalists have hijacked. They're not the liberals, folks. They're not the people that are pro-freedom. They're the tyrants. They're demonizing America as the most unfree country in the world when it's been the freest. It hasn't been perfect, but they've got to kill that experiment. They've got to kill that idea. They've got to shut that down because they can't compete with it. A lot of big stuff's happening. Third world government's falling right now. But we have got to fill the gap and restore the republic, 1776 worldwide. Not an empire run by corporations that own America, but an empire of ideas spreading across the planet. And it's happening. Globalism is imploding. It's burning down because of its arrogance and its corruption. But again, we have to now rebuild the culture and rebuild society. The enemy's not totally routed yet, but they are in their death throes. Next time I'm speaking to you, Lord willing, please pray for us. We'll be in D.C. covering the inauguration live with a lot of surprises. Infowars.com/show for live feeds and transmissions. In closing, you're the power, folks. There's so many listeners I run into, so many great patriots getting outside their shells, spreading the word. Now, if that giant group just tells one more group and one more group about the show and about other broadcasts like it, and if more of you start your own shows and your own newsletters, online blogs, whatever it is, call into talk radio, call into C-SPAN. We will prove and show the world that we're the dominant force, that we are the majority. They want to make us feel like we're alone. We're not alone. We are the future. We are free will. We are the resistance. I love you all, and I'll see you for the inauguration of Trump coming up here in just a few hours.
All right, and that's Alex Jones on his way to the Trump inauguration. There'll be a live broadcast tomorrow from Washington, D.C. with the crew. And, of course, we'll have live coverage on Friday of the inauguration itself. As Alex Jones was talking about Joe Biden, we're going to play that speech for you when we come back. And I want you to think about this as we go to break. The fact that we had 56 years ago, President Eisenhower warned the American people about the military-industrial complex. What did Joe Biden do yesterday? Well, he was speaking to his constituents, not the American people, but the globalist elite at Davos. What was he doing? He was warning them about a new sea change that's coming. And that is a return to people having control over their own lives at a national level rather than this consolidation towards global governance. So he was talking to all the people there who are hovering in their safe places at Davos, concerned that they're about to lose their concentration of power. And just, again, we can't not say this enough times. The fact that we had a year ago, 62 people had wealth equivalent to one half of the world, and that consolidated down to just 8 this last year. That's the kind of rapid consolidation we've seen under Barack Obama, under these globalist policies that he represents. And Obama is the epitome of the military-industrial complex. A man who, for the first time, our first president, think about this, who has been at war the entire 8 years he's been president. And he expanded the number of wars from 4 to 7 countries. We're going to cover Joe Biden's speech. We're going to talk about its context with Eisenhower. Of course, we're also going to have Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent. We're going to have Gavin McInnes joining us in the next hour. Stay with us. It's going to be a big show.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Later in the show, we're going to have former Secret Service agent Gary Byrne, who's been on talking to us before about what he saw as he guarded the Clintons and other presidents as a Secret Service agent. We're going to talk to him about this new report, quoting the head of the Secret Service, Clancy, saying that they're looking at unprecedented attacks. And, of course, we had yesterday James O'Keefe from Project Veritas on, talking about their undercover investigation. We have that article up, and there's a Drudge link you can see to radical leftist target D.C. Metro Rail to block inauguration access. That was part two of their undercover investigation. We talked to him about that yesterday. That video and the article you'll find at Infowars.com, also linked on Drudge. We'll be talking to Gavin McInnes in the next hour. And, of course, we're also going to be covering the cabinet hearings that are coming up. There was a pardon of Chelsea Manning by Barack Obama. There's a lot involved in that. We're going to talk about what did Chelsea Manning release. We've got a lot of people, both Democrats and Republicans, who are angry about it. Some in both parties that are happy about it. So we're going to talk about what he leaked. Is he responsible for the death of people? Are the Republicans and Democrats who are complaining about him? And there you can see that video that came out, Collateral Murder. If you've never watched that video, you need to watch that video. It's absolutely heartbreaking to see what they do with it. We'll talk about why that's heartbreaking. We're also going to get down a list of what we learned from these leaks that came out with WikiLeaks. And, of course, it's also interesting that Julian Assange had tweeted out through WikiLeaks that he would offer himself for extradition if Manning were pardoned. So there's been talk about what will happen with that. So we're going to cover all of that. But I want to focus right now on Joe Biden, because Alex Jones was just talking about that. And again, as I pointed out at the end of the last break, 56 years ago, Eisenhower warned his constituency, American people, about the military-industrial complex. This is what we see. The people who have kept us at war through the entire 8 years of Barack Obama, the people who were trying to undermine the Trump presidency with this fake Russian, Russia did it stuff and the fake dirty dossier. And we've got Joe Biden going to Davos and warning his constituents about how things might not be so great for them because their policies have ruined the lives of people all over the world as they try to consolidate their wealth and their power, their globalism. Of course, they're surrounded. You see pictures of Joe Biden with the Cloonies. This is a rock star globalist event, unlike Bilderberg, that they didn't want anybody to know about. They didn't want to talk about it. If you talked about it for years, you were derided as a conspiracy theorist. But I want to start out by playing you a little bit of Eisenhower's speech. And then we're going to take a look at Joe Biden's speech. Here's what Eisenhower said to his constituents, the American people, 56 years ago as he left.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And, of course, we had last week a talk to Dr. Aya Duray, who had seen the military-industrial complex come after him and try to take credit for his invention of email, which was not important. He wasn't making any money off of that. But the key was that they were coming after him for that because to try to discredit him because of his research on GMO foods. They wanted to totally discredit. So they said, look, this guy claimed that he invented email. No, we, the military-industrial complex, did it. This guy is a liar. You can't trust him on science when he's putting out peer-reviewed articles about GMOs. That's the way the military-industrial complex works. They work that way against scientists who don't follow their lead or that come against big multinational interests. They also come after presidential candidates. They come after others in the press. Let's go to the Joe Biden speech. We'll play a little bit of this. We won't have time for the full thing, but I want to leave my mic open, and I'll comment on this as we go through this speech here.
But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order.
Okay, so fracturing the liberal right there. So, see, we had Eisenhower talking about the consolidating military, industrial, and academic complex. That was the original term that he had there. And he talks later in his speech about how they were taking control of the research at the universities, that sort of thing. And that's what you see happening, really. The whole climate change debate needs to be viewed in that context as well, because climate change is something that they're using to sell globalism. But he's talking about coming after the whole liberal order. Okay, that's what he calls the New World Order. He doesn't use that phrase because it's been around for a while. But now there's going to be a new World Order, as Matt Drudge pointed out. Let's continue on with his speech.
China and Iran would clearly prefer a world in which they have overwhelming sway in their regions.
Yeah, it's called... let's hold it right there. Because people would prefer a world in which they have a say in their... You know, like the fishermen in Britain who would like to be able to fish in the waters that they fished in for hundreds of years. They'd like to have a say in their little corner of the world. That's what it's called. It's not racism. It's not xenophobia. It's self-governance. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to have Gavin McInnes join us in the next hour, and we're also going to have Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent. He's written a book on his experiences as a Secret Service agent protecting the Clintons. That book was called Crisis of Character. But, of course, we're going to be talking to him about the upcoming security concerns at the inauguration. We have an article up at InfoWars about the second part, the Project Veritas report, where people said they were going to try to disrupt transportation on the D.C. Metro rails, and also talking about punching people in the throat and various other things like that. They're now saying, we were just joking. We didn't. Weren't really serious about it. Of course, we've also had a guy set himself on fire in front of the Trump Hotel. Maybe he wasn't serious about it because he didn't die. I mean, it's kind of like somebody trying to shoot themselves in the head and missing. You know, maybe it's just a desperate cry for attention. But he set himself on fire, and he starts screaming, Trump, Trump. What is that about? I mean, is he trying to set up Donald Trump, claim Donald Trump set him up on fire? Look, there goes Trump. He's the one who did this. Maybe it's a false flame attack. I don't know. But this guy, of course, is a snowflake from California, and he didn't melt. He's now at the hospital. We're going to go back, take a look at this Joe Biden report. We're also going to talk about the pardon of Chelsea Manning. Took Obama 6 or 7 years before he decided that he shouldn't be in jail. I wonder why it took him that long. And, of course, one of the interesting things about the stuff that was leaked by Chelsea Manning was the State Department memos. It's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton was really after Julian Assange, because he released a lot of very embarrassing but very important truth about Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't the Russians. It was a private in the Army who did it, just like we have been told that it was insiders who handed over the DNC information. We had a former British ambassador said, I went to Washington. I met with somebody in the park. There was a DNC staffer who was concerned about how they had rigged the election for Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. So he handed over these documents to us, and then I gave them to WikiLeaks. See, that's you don't need to have state actors. You didn't need a state actor for Guccifer 1.0 either. That was a guy, a Romanian who wasn't a computer hacker at all. He wasn't a programmer. He wasn't a hacker. He didn't know anything about computers. He just guessed passwords. So, again, this whole narrative is starting to come apart. But we're going to take a look at this pardon. We're going to look at what people are saying about this in both ways. And we're going to look at what Manning leaked. I think it's very important. We've got a long list of that from The Nation and from Wall Street Journal that I think is very important to take a look at that as we look at the result of this and put this in the context of the Obama administration, their continuous wars, and their security leaks that they had themselves. I tweeted out on my Twitter account, Libertarian, I said, you know, the Demo Republicans, you want to be angry about Chelsea Manning and say that he cost lives? Well, look to your own wars. Look to your own emails. Take care of yourselves first. When I see the NSA going to jail, when I see some of the people who violated the Constitution, violated the security like Hillary Clinton and Petraeus, when I see them going to jail, then we'll put people like Snowden in jail. We'll put people like Manning in jail until we stop this double standard where only the people at the bottom get busted. Only the people who expose crimes get busted, and never the people who commit the crimes, they walk free. And that's what we're seeing with Hillary Clinton. That's what burns me so much about this whole Russians did it meme. And then these criminals just continue to escape. The ones at the top always do. But let's go to the Joe Biden report here in just a moment. I want to remind you that we have a new special, a preparedness special. This is for the inauguration, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a great time, folks, to stock up on it. And as we look at the crazy stuff that's being planned by these people who are so insane that they will set themselves on fire, you never know what they're going to do. As Clancy of the Secret Service said, we've seen them jump over barriers and do all kinds of things in the run-up to the election that you don't typically see. But, of course, it could get a lot worse than that. We can have Muslims who are trying to drive trucks through crowds. So they understand that threat. They put barricades up to stop that threat, that sort of thing. You need to put up things to protect yourself as well. And that means that you provide for your family for any kind of instability. And that could be a natural disaster where the shelves are wiped clean. I mean, just look at these snowstorms that happened last week. You look at the pictures. I saw pictures where snow and ice storms were hitting the Midwest, hitting the Northeast. And it looked like a Venezuela shopping market. There was absolutely nothing on the shelves because people had gone in and wiped it out. You know, so you can be wiped out by a Venezuelan socialist, or you can be wiped out by weather issues. You can be wiped out by some kind of an emergency. It doesn't have to be civil war or a EMP effect. All these things are always there, but they can just be something as simple as weather that can wipe out the food or send a spike in the price of food. So you can get this. It's all natural, made in the USA, shelf life of 25 years, great packaging because it preserves that food. And then once you open it, you can reseal it for the a day or two that you're going to be eating it. Then it's just like anything else that you could reseal. So great packaging, all natural ingredients. There's no GMO. And you can freeze the price so that you can protect yourself against shortages, against spikes in food prices. And again, 40% off the regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our inauguration preparedness special. Let's go back to Joe Biden. Let's pick up the speech about where we left off. He was just talking about this ridiculous idea that people would want to have some kind of control over their lives in the regions in which they live. See, they don't like that. That's why he's talking to his constituents, the globalist elite, the bankers, Hollywood, the multinational corporations, the politicians that go to Davos and schmooze each other. They're not having a good year this year, just like Hollywood and just like the snowflakes in the colleges. They're not happy. And so this is him giving his military-industrial speech, but to his constituents and saying, look, I see something on the horizon that is going to affect us, the elitist, who had it pretty cozy up to this point. Let's go back to the Biden speech.
And I'll not miss words. This movement is principally led by Russia.
Oh, there you go. The Russians did it.
Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations.
Okay, hold it right there. Okay, now, he lays out a situation just like they did before. They said, look, somebody told the truth about Hillary Clinton, and she lost. And I think it was the Russians. If you're trying to make the Russians look good, you guys are doing a really good job. And he comes here and he says, let's look at these people who think that people in the countries and local government should have some say over their lives instead of us telling everybody in the world who the winners are going to be financially and who the losers are going to be. We're going to decide which countries can have which industries. We're going to decide who can have jobs and who can't. We'll move that around as we wish. We'll transfer your jobs from America and from Western Europe to China, if we wish. And then we'll elect the Chinese, we'll put the Chinese leader here to speak, as he is today. We'll have him speak, even though he's going to be speaking to the people who say we have to have totally open free trade and free markets, and there is no such thing that even comes close to that in China. The most hyper-nationalistic, the most protectionist country you can find on Earth, and they're the ones who are speaking there because it used to be that America was taking the lead in globalism, and now America is not going to be taking the lead in globalism. As you see, their designated surrogate is going to be leaving the scene, Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And now we got somebody who is opposed to this. They're very worried about this. But it's amazing to me, the irony, that they would go pick the Chinese leader who has been against having people come into his country to compete, put up trade barriers and protectionism there. He has profited off of globalism, but it's been a one-way street for the Chinese. And now he's saying the Russians are leading all of this. They are building up Vladimir Putin to tell us the truth about Hillary Clinton, to say that they're leading the fight against these globalist elite who have ripped off everybody worldwide. I mean, they need to stop making a hero out of Vladimir Putin because he's got some problems. We've talked about those problems before, but these are the people who are building him up, not Donald Trump. Let's go back to the speech.
Politics defined by spheres of influence. We see it in their aggression against their neighbors, sending in so-called little green men across borders to stir violence and strains of separatism in Ukraine.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold that. Okay, we're supposed to forget about the fact that there were videos showing American soldiers with American accents walking about in the Ukraine conflict as well. And so we never did anything. I mean, it's just those Russians who did it. And if you came in here, and if Russia went to California and tried to help the snowflakes to secede from the United States and started a war there, people would be upset about that. But you flip it around the other way, and it's not supposed to be a problem. And then when you go back and you look at Crimea, the continual talk about the annexation of Crimea, understand Crimea has been a part of the Russian Empire. Catherine the Great brought it in, took it from the Ottoman Turks, the Ottoman Empire, back in 1783. We didn't have a U.S. Constitution until 1789. So 6 years before we had a constitution, Crimea has been a part of the Russian sphere of influence. And as Ukraine left, Crimea voted to remain, just like they did with Ireland and Northern Ireland. Now, that's created a problem in both areas. But that's not something that is an aggression by Putin in terms of trying to keep Crimea any more than it was an aggression by the UK to say we're going to have an election, and if people in Northern Ireland want to identify and remain in the United Kingdom, they can do so. That created problems, but it wasn't their problem that that happened. That had to be gradually worked out. But let's go back to his speech here.
You see, energy is a weapon. Cutting off gas supplies midwinter, raising prices to manipulate nations to act in Russia's interest, using corruption to empower oligarchs to coerce politicians. We see it in their worldwide use of propaganda and false information campaigns, injecting doubt and political agitation.
Hold it there a second. I think we're going to stop it at this point. But, you know, he doesn't want to talk about the deals that the Biden family had with oil and with gas and that sort of thing as well. Look, we are the ones, and just this last week, we had Obama enact some new sanctions. So he says, well, you know, like the Russians took economic action against Europe and so forth. It's going both ways. We need to have a de-escalation of tension. That's the point. We need to stop this developing Cold War. That's the point. And all that Obama and Biden have done is to escalate that. And so we got the Davos elite are searching for fixes to save their system from the populace. This is a Bloomberg article linked by Drudge. They talk about how the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, is urging programs to placate the people who have seen their lives and their expectations destroyed by globalism, the people they call the precariat. Remember, these are the people who gave us Marxism. Even though they are capitalists, they have funded Marxism. It was German central bankers who put Lenin on a sealed train from Switzerland with $10 million to start the Russian Revolution. And they love to use whatever they can, whether it is Marxism or whether it is Islamic Jihad, to forward their agenda. They're not above using anything. And now they're talking about universal basic income to make everybody dependent upon the governments, because they're going to take away our ability to do anything. They're going to have the robots manufacturing everything. So we become helpless little snowflakes that are just watching everything happen around us. Meanwhile, we have all these people, of course, who are diehard fans of Democrats, like Politico. And here's this headline from them. Unleash the Biden. Unleash the Biden. They say, as they struggle with the challenge of the most unpredictable and unpresidential president in American history. No editorializing there, is there? Democrats face a vexing problem. The leader of the other party is strangely charismatic. Okay, but, you know, we just need to have a spokesperson on the Democrat side. So unleash this Biden. And as I wrote to myself and said, yeah, don't throw us into that briar patch. Yeah, please unleash the Biden. This guy who is he gaffe prone as well? I think he is kind of gaffe prone. In the meantime, we've also got this article that's coming out of The Wire, linked by Drudge. Trump needs to learn how to cry. So I guess he needs to get in touch and channel his inner Biden, you know, because Biden just wears his emotions on his sleeve. Say, Donald Trump has one big lesson to learn from outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama. He needs to learn to be cool about crying. And I remember we had a video that we went back, a fake video of Obama crying. So maybe that's maybe Donald Trump could go back and watch that report, study the acting techniques of Barack Obama, and get some tears on, or maybe just you know, put something in his eyes to make him do that the actors use. I say, if he could just squeeze one tear out during his inauguration, people will turn around quite quickly their feelings toward him, said a British behavioral expert. Yeah. Why would he be crying? He won. He won. They're the losers. They should be crying. They've got a lot to cry about. They got a lot to cry about. And they've been whining ever since the election. And it's getting really tiresome to hear their cries. As I pointed out, we're going to have former Secret Service agent Gary Byrne, who's going to be talking about the other things that they may be trying to do. Meanwhile, we have this article from Washington Times saying that Obama scores poorly in working with Congress on legislation. They say they have a legislative index. They capture his struggles to find ways to work with Congress, ranged from lukewarm to openly hostile. Yeah, he has been openly hostile. Remember that it's Barack Obama who has used the executive order in major ways to get what he wanted. And he said, as an excuse. Well, you know, I gave Congress a chance to do this, and they didn't, so I just did an executive order. That's not what the Constitution is about. It doesn't say that we have these divided lines of power here, and if you, as the executive branch, don't get what you want from the other branches, you just override them as a dictator. That has been the hallmark of Obama's administration. And now they've got all these articles pushing back and saying, well, if you look at the quantity of executive orders that he's done, it's not that much more. Yeah, it's more than these other guys have done, but not that much more. Look, it's the magnitude of what each of these executive orders do. As I pointed out yesterday, we had executive orders from JFK and from George W. Bush talking about how wide the margins were going to be on executive orders. That's pretty minor stuff. But when you go in and you take land that is equivalent to three times the area of Texas, and now it's been more because he's put in a rush at the last minute. That calculation has gotten pretty old. And do it saying that you're using a 1906 Antiquities Protection Act. That is an abuse of that law. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. I hope Donald Trump strikes that down and undoes the massive land confiscation that Barack Obama has done. And, of course, it is all part, again, of the universal basic income, the Agenda 21, keeping people confined to the cities. You have to get rid of the people who are making a living on the land, growing food, mining minerals, harvesting dead wood lumber out of national forests. You have to stop that. You have to get those people off of the land. You have to make it impossible for them to earn a living. Meanwhile, when we come back, we're going to talk real briefly about areas where Trump and the Democrats could make a deal. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Chelsea Manning and what's happening with that.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Gavin McInnes. And in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Gary Byrne, a former Secret Service agent. We're going to talk to him about security issues that have been on the forefront in the lead up to the inauguration on Friday. And also, we have a report from Alex Jones that's going to be coming up, talking about the report we had yesterday that from Roger Stone, that he survived an assassination attempt. Alex Jones is going to be breaking that down further for us coming up later in the show. Now, before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that the sale that we began 2017 with, Make Our Bodies Great Again Initiative, that sale will be ending with the inauguration. It'll be ending very soon. Just got a couple of days left on that. And that is 20 to 30% off some of our most popular supplements to help you get started with a healthier 2017, to get started in that habit. And of course, we've got 30% off Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. We also have 20% off Prostaguard, Liver Shield, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, and Knockout, a natural sleep aid. You'll find those and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, once you find the supplement mixture that you want to use, do the research there, look at the reviews. You can make sure that you are never out of stock if you sign up for AutoShip. If you do that, you get a 10% discount on everything that you put on AutoShip. And if your recurring order is $50 or more, you get free shipping as well. So that's a great way to start your New Year's habits of healthier living. Also, we have a new special, our inauguration preparedness special, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, and you'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's select food with a storage shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA. Great packaging, very durable, and resealable once you open it. So you'll find that at 30 to 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A great time to stock up. Now, we were just talking about how poorly Obama has scored in working with Congress. And as they point out in this Washington Times article, they say that during the last 8 years, he's signed 1,227 bills into law. Now, that may sound like a lot, okay, but it's not that many. And they say it's even less than one-term Presidents Carter and George H.W. Bush. They say, digging deeper into the numbers, Congress spent less time in session, handled fewer business on the chamber floors, and generally sputtered for most of Obama's tenure. This is a problem with Congress as much as it is with a president and using his executive orders. Because it's a problem when Obama says, I didn't get what I wanted from you guys because, you know, you were elected just like me, but you're representing your constituents who have a different opinion of what I want to do. I can't get you to agree on this legislation, so I'm just going to do it with executive order. That's a big problem, and we've talked about that on Obama's side a lot, but there's also a problem on Congress's side. And when we look at the number of bills that are here, it highlights that the fact that Congress has less business on the floor, they spend less time in session, they passed fewer laws, and that's not simply because of Obama. It's because Congress has abdicated its authority to the bureaucracy, and there's no better example of that than the EPA. And I pointed out as we were looking at the EPA's actions, especially wrapping this up towards the end here, that the EPA, well, it's not just the EPA, but overall, you had 3,400 regulations that came from the bureaucracy in 2015. Only 87 laws were passed. So we now have a situation where we have regulation without representation. And the worst thing about these bureaucratic laws are they don't come with the protection of real laws. So they have the force and effect that can put draconian punishment on you. You don't have the presumption of innocence. You don't have the protections in the Constitution, so they say. That's the real problem with it. Have more on that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin